Zambia's ongoing economic reform agenda. The latest review follows an IMF mission to Zambia and the staff level agreement reached in May 2025. Commenting on the development, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane, has expressed satisfaction with the IMF's continued recognition of Zambia's progress. Dr. Msokotwane has stated that the approval is a testament to government's unwavering commitment to strengthening the economy, restoring fiscal discipline, and creating better opportunities for the Zambian people. This is according to a statement issued by Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Nkulukosa. Director of Public Prosecutions Gilbert Peary has announced that mobile courts will soon be introduced in all correctional facilities across the country following the success of a pilot project. In an interview with Hot FM News, Mr. Peary said the initiative has already demonstrated its effectiveness in expediting court processes and reducing congestion in correctional facilities. He has noted that the pilot project implemented in selected facilities yielded positive results. Mr. Peary has explained that the mobile court system enables faster processing of cases, particularly for inmates charged with minor offences or those awaiting trial, thereby easing pressure on the broader justice system.
Our interest is in ensuring that law enforcement agencies bring to us dockets that fit to take to court. I can't speak for law enforcement agencies, but I've no doubt that when they effect arrest, they are doing so because there's a reason they've decided to take that action. The overall aim that we have, all of us, is to fight crime in this nation. I think we should all join hands in ensuring that we live in very safe places as a nation, that as much as possible we reduce crime to its lowest ebb.
The Zambian Civil Liberties Union has expressed concern over the detention of two youths, Patience Mutima and Ndasiba Tiofile, who were apprehended by immigration authorities in Chongwe on Thursday and are currently being held at Twin Palm Police Station in Lusaka. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has stated that Patience was born at the University Teaching Hospital in Lusaka on 20th September 2000, while Ndasiba was born on 7th May 2002, citing that they were both born to refugee parents and have never left Zambia. Mr. Mwanza said it is troubling that despite being born on Zambian soil and having lived their entire lives in the country, the two are now being treated as illegal immigrants, a situation he described as not only unconstitutional but also inhumane. He has called on government, the Human Rights Commission and other relevant stakeholders to urgently address what he described as a systemic failure to protect the rights of Zambia-born children of refugees.
Despite never having set foot outside the country of their birth, which is here, they are now being treated as illegal immigrants by Zambian authorities, an act that we as Zambian Civil Liberties Union deem unconstitutional and inhuman. These are children of Zambia by birth. They hold the national identity cards issued by the Zambian authorities and should be registered as citizens. They grew up here, they went to school here, they are going to school here, and they know no other home apart from Zambia. Yet today, we are treating them as foreigners in their own country of birth. They are locked up in cells meant for dangerous criminals.
Chiwombo Mayor Newton Nyeleti has revealed that the town council has successfully maintained over 80% compliance in salary payments to its workers, despite the widespread financial challenges affecting local authorities nationwide. Mr. Nyeleti has attributed this achievement to prudent financial management and strategic revenue generation efforts by the council. In an interview, he has outlined several key initiatives that have significantly boosted the council's income, including the construction of bus stations, establishment of truck parks for waste management, and the operation of a council-run guest house. He has noted that these ventures have been instrumental in maintaining financial stability and enabling the council to meet its obligations consistently.
You come to our council guest house, we've renovated it to a place where when you come, you cannot regret. I said, even as a council, we can be very competitive. So, the council guest house, that's a income generating venture. We've renovated it. Right now, we are renovating the conference hall, you know. We've also done, if you want, very soon, sooner than later, in the next not days, we are launching and commissioning our track park. All those tracks that you find in Chibombo, we've now finished our track park. It's finished, ready for commissioning. Meaning all those tracks will be parking there, the council will be able to generate money. You know, that's our vision, you know, that is our own initiative.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Zambia Association of Manufacturers has called on governments to urgently resolve ongoing trade challenges with the Democratic Republic of Congo to enhance cross-border commerce. ZAM President Ashu Saga has noted that manufacturers continue to face sudden disruptions due to bans on the export of certain products to the DRC. Mr. Saga has explained that while these restrictions have created short-term constraints on some products, trade between the two countries has nonetheless continued. He has expressed optimism that government will engage effectively with its DRC counterparts to resolve the issues and restore smooth trade relations.
With the DRC, we continue to go through these sudden shocks where they wake up one day and say, we're banning this product and we're banning that product. And the government, I think, has tried very hard to get this resolved. But trade continues, maybe not at the same level as it should. I think the Congolese have a way of finding their own ways around getting what they really need, right? Maybe they pay a little higher. But I think so far, yes, we have seen constraints on in the short term on products, but we're hoping that this will be resolved officially. And I know government has put in a lot of work with their DRC counterparts to try and resolve these issues.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Five people have been killed in overnight strikes in Russia and Ukraine as the two sides continue to trade drone attacks. Ukrainian officials said on Saturday that more than 200 drones and almost 30 missiles were fired by Russia, with most targeting Dnipropetrovsk, where three people died. In Russia, Rostov's Akta governor said two people died in the region after a car caught fire following a Ukrainian drone strike. The BBC has more.
Aid agencies have expressed alarm at the rate of malnutrition in northern Nigeria, directly linking the increase to a sharp reduction in foreign aid as 600 within the past 6 months. Cambodia and Thailand have each accused the other of extending the conflict at their border, with fighting spreading into new areas. The Thai Navy said a new flashpoint had emerged in Trat province. Long-running tensions over the neighbour's disputed frontier suddenly escalated on Thursday. More than 30 people have been killed. The Hamas-run health ministry says a baby has died in Gaza due to malnutrition, as international concern mounts over the humanitarian crisis. India's Supreme Court has issued extensive guidelines to tackle an alarming rise in the number of students taking their lives due to academic pressure and social stigma. The judges said the trend revealed a deeply distressing picture of the mental health landscape.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience this.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Two polo polo have been hard at work this week at Unila Stadium in Osaka as preparation intensified for the 2024 Total Energies African Nations Championship set to run from 2 to 30 August 2025 across Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda. The technical bench led by head coach Avram Grant has been conducting rigorous training sessions throughout the week, focusing on fitness, tactical shape and team cohesion ahead of the continental showpiece. Zambia has been drawn into Group A alongside hosts Kenya, Congo DR, Morocco and Angola. That item brings us to a recap of the top stories.